Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are happy this morning? Amen. Yes? I'm happy. I don't know what kind of things make you happy, but for me, being in the presence of the Lord makes me happy. Because God is always so good to us, and He has been showing His everlasting love from day after day. We are experiencing the grace of God. So we need to be happy in the presence of the Lord. And I am so thankful for bringing me here with our dear Pastor Robin and Janet here. As he said, we know them from long 20 years. And my first visit of UK, I always remember that meeting. It's a house group in his house, actually. I think it's your house, yeah? Somebody else's house. I was there, and Pastor Ian asked me to share God's word, and we were talking. I still remember what I preached on that day. I preached from Book of Haggai. I still remember that word. And that meeting was so important. There's initial stages of our ministry. We're starting our Bible college. And after the meeting, these both came to us and said to us that we're sowing a seed of faith in your ministry. And that is where the Bible college was started, with that money. And now, ever since, it is growing. And now it is having 36 students in the college. And we trained so far 365 students in the college. And we planted 72 churches with that students. And we grew from 5 people to 5,000 people in our churches. So always it happens with one seed. We only see a seed, but in that seed there are many plants. That's what I experienced. So thank you, Robin and Janet, for that wonderful love offering and that seed money for our ministry. We are always thankful. We remember every day in our lives. So in this morning, I'm so glad that I was here with Freedom Amen. Church. Helium Freedom Church. Yes, indeed, we are free in the name of Jesus. No matter what kind of situations we face in, Jesus has called us to be free. And indeed, He set us free. Not by our might, not by our strength, we can be free ourselves. But it is all by His grace we are free. Once upon a time, everybody, we were in clutches of the darkness. But God, in His grace, in His mercy, has given us freedom so that we can worship Him in truth and spirit. Basically, to let you know about myself, I am Pastor Ebenezer. I grew up in a pastor's family, but a miracle happened before me becoming a pastor. My grandfather is a priest in the Hindu temple, and God has miraculously saved him from a Mennonite missionary who preached the gospel long back in 1957. And he got the salvation, he got the gospel, and he got saved. And after that, all the family followed the footsteps of my grandfather, and all the family got saved. But I don't want to be in the ministry. I ran away from my home, seeing the troubles of my parents. I don't want to be in the ministry. I want to do some job and live a comfortable life. And one day I was in a city called Visakhapatnam, ran away from home. It happens to me that I went for a crusade to show way to some of the people. And I sat there in the meeting. And after the meeting, the preacher called my name, "Ebenezer, you're calling away from God. God wants you." And it's not a small meeting. There are 300,000 people in the meeting. It's a huge crusade. And in that, thousands of people, and God called my name, "Ebenezer, God wants you." And I was shivering, and I was just wet. And I went on to the presence. I think it's the front pocket, please. No, here. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that one. So I was amazingly blessed by the presence of God, and I was so glad God has got me into his fold and gave me salvation. And ever since I am doing the ministry of God, proclaiming the good news of Jesus. And it's my calling to plant churches in rural and tribal villages. And by God's grace, we could plant 72 churches in different parts of Andhra and Telangana in rural and tribal places. And we also run a children home where we have 42 children right now. 10 children are grown up now, one got married. And 8 children are doing nursing and 2 are studying engineering. So children home, all the children grown up, some children are in high school levels. So God is so good to us in helping us to raise the children as a better citizen for God and for country. And recently we started a new project with the slum children project, where there are 300 kids in the slum not going to schools, but recently caught up as a drug peddlers. So we have adopted 50 children, bring them every day to our campus and give them hot lunch, give them education, send them back to their homes at evening 6 o'clock. So we want to give them education so that they can have a better life. And above all, when they come to us, they know Jesus. Amen? And they love the Lord. That's what we're doing. We need your prayers. Please pray for us. And I've been asking Robin and Janet to come to India. But maybe next time, when Ian comes, or you can make a plan to visit along with some of your folks, you can come and you can stay with us. You can see what the Lord is doing in us, through us, and around us. Amen? I think I was not prepared to show all this stuff what I have, but you can log on to website www.carmelministries.org, or I can hand over some leaflets. You can see what the Lord is doing, and you are welcome to visit us and explore and experience the presence of God and the Lord's doings. Amen? And this morning, I quickly share a few words from God's Word. And Pastor Robin didn't tell me how much time I can preach. That's a dangerous thing to do with the Indian man. In India, our service are long, 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours, and we preach not less than 1 hour. Yeah, and then if I preach here, I'll be stoned like Stephen. So I'll be very precise. One day, in the Bible college, one seminar is happening. The preacher is going long and long. But after 1 hour, 15 minutes, he gave a 5 minutes break. And one of our students wrote on the blackboard, "Blessed are the preachers who preach less. They will be invited again and again." So, if I want to be invited here, I need to be very precise. And sure, I'll be very precise. I think I have 20 minutes more to complete. And I'll do that. Amen? Amen. Please turn your Bibles to Book of 1 Chronicles. Book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9. You should hear me very carefully, because my English is Indian English. So, it's not English English, it is Indian English. So you must be very alert and attentive to my voice so that you can understand what I say. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Can somebody read for me, please?
Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the Lord, to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so I will be free from pain." And God granted his wish.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sorry?
I love this verse.
Yeah. This is the verse we are very familiar with. Yeah. Many times we heard, we read, we prayed the prayer. But we are so familiar with this passage. And in this passage, I want to bring 3 thoughts to this place now. The reason is, when I come to this place, I remember this prayer of Jabez. It was interesting prayer of Jabez. And if you see the background of Jabez, there is nothing mentioned about Jabez, but only one thing was mentioned exactly by her mother herself, saying that he is a pain. And interestingly, She said an explanation why he gave that name as Jabez, which means pain, because she bore that son in pain. And my question is there anybody in the world, any woman in the world, give birth to a child without a pain? No way. Everybody has a pain to give birth to the child. But unfortunately, she received that pain and she gave the name to her son as Jabez. So he grew in that atmosphere. He grew knowing that every time he is a pain. But yet, his life has been transformed as a honorable than his brothers, than his family. And for that, I researched all the things and I want to know what are the achievements or what are the efforts that Jabez did. But when I realized that, there are no efforts Jabez did to be honorable among the brethren. But only one thing he did is, he prayed in the presence of God. Many times we talk about prayer. We hear about prayer. We know the power of prayer, but we don't pray. That's a problem. The reason why I want to tell this is that when we pray, things starts happening. Amen? And sometimes we feel that we are only few people. And when Pastor was telling about prayer of revival, that really touched my heart, because it doesn't matter how many we are. It is all about how we pray in the presence of God. Elijah is the only one man. Elijah is only one man. He prayed and heavens opened up for him. And if we pray, the same God will open the heavens and bring angelic assistance to us in this world to make a difference in this place. Amen? Hallelujah. And I want to tell you what made Jabez to pray. This is a topic which I want to preach. I'm not preaching on prayer. But what made Jabez to pray? This will give us an understanding why we are not praying. This will give us an understanding why we should pray. This will give us an understanding for what we should be praying. There are three things basically Jabez prayed here. Is, oh Lord, bless me. Can I hear this? Bless me. Bless. Come on, little louder. Bless me. Bless. And second one, Lord, enlarge my territories. Wow, what a prayer it is. And he said, Lord, I need the hand of you in my life. These are the three requests he made to God. The only three requests. But how important is that? I will tell you in a few minutes. One is, he prayed because he recognized God is the source of his blessing. Many times when we are down, when we don't have anything, we look at the people who are well off. We look at the possibilities where my blessing comes from. So you look to those kind of things. But here, Jabez could have easily gone to his brothers or to some of his family or some of the other people, knowing that, oh, they are doing well. They may bless me and they may give me something. But you know what happened? He didn't go to anybody else, but he come to the Lord because he recognized God is the source of my blessing. Even today, this morning, I want to encourage you, saying that God is the only source of our blessing. From him only we get blessings. From nobody else or no other place we get blessings. That's what David prayed. Where my help comes from? From the Lord. See in the book of life of Israel, they were camping, they were traveling in the wilderness. All the help comes from the Lord. Amen? All the help comes from the Lord. The food has come from the Lord. The water has come from the Lord. Their journey is protected by the Lord. Their light has been given by the Lord. Everything has been provided by God himself to the people of Israel. And even today, this morning, for us, the same God is alive. Amen? Sometimes we celebrate Easter, but we forgot the power of the Lord. Yeah? Easter reminds us once again that Jesus is alive. And we are not serving a dead God. We are serving a living God. Whenever we call him, he will answer us. Whenever we call him, the Bible verse says, whenever you call him, he will answer us, and you will see the glory of God. The verse continues saying that you will see the glory of the Lord. Dear friends, God is the only source of our blessing. I always remember the story of Isaac in the Bible. He came to Gerar, and there is a big famine there. But when he started digging the wells, he found water. And the local people came and said, these are our waters, you need to get out from this place. And Isaac left that place. And again he started doing that, again he found water. Again the people came and asked him to leave the place. This happened three times. But nowhere Isaac fought with anybody else. He left. But the reason I understood is that when a lot of people tried there, nothing worked out. Because he looked to the Lord, God opened the door from him for his life, and he sent waters to him. That's the reason why he keep on moving, believing that people are not my source, God is my source. Even if I go further down also, there also God can do something miracle in my life. Amen? And God is the source of our life. God is the source of our life, and God is the source of our blessing in our life. So this morning, as we come to the house of the Lord, I want to encourage you that don't look at people, don't look at the circumstances, don't look at some other sources. Our help comes from God. Jabez has come to the Lord, and if you come to the Lord asking what you need, there is a God who provides beyond our imagination. He gives us from his riches, not from the riches of Bank of England, not from the riches of Bank of India. God is going to give his blessings all the way from heaven. Amen? Amen. It's my personal experience. It's my personal experience. God is a source of blessing. Yeah, when I started Bible college, in 2 years, I invited the university people for affiliation. And they came and inspected my college, and the officer laughed at me because I only have 400-500 books in the library. And he said, do you expect to get an affiliation with 500 books? Then I asked him, how many books you need? He said, you need 25,000 books. How many? 25,000 books. And it's too big money to buy 25,000 books. You need a lot of money to buy books. And that time, God opened a door for me to go to New Zealand. I've been to New Zealand, attended a Elim conference. And I'm coming back from conference. The host took me to a bookshop to buy a greeting card to my wife. And he got a greeting card. We're coming out. The shopkeeper came to me and said, what do you do, brother? I said, I'm doing a Bible college ministry, and I explained everything what I'm doing. He tapped on my shoulder and said, do you mind if I give you good books? I said, okay, give me 3 or 4. Because my luggage is too big, I can't carry on the flight. So he laughed and said, I don't know. God spoke me to give you 2 containers of books. Wow. 2 containers of books. But I was not happy, but I said, who is going to pay the freight? Because all about paying freight. And in the same shop, somebody whom I don't know who that person is, he came to me and said, I think I can pay that. And he paid more than $2,000 to pay for the freight without spending single penny. 27,000 books came to my doorpost. And in that area, that is the biggest library in the Bible college I have, is 27,000 books now. I didn't spend single penny. God provided. If God is our source, you don't know where it comes from, it will come. Amen? Amen. I experienced it many times in my life. Every time if I start telling the miracles that happen in my ministry, this meeting will be an all-night prayer. That's how I received the miracles of the Lord. In my campus, where the children home is, we used to buy water and bring water from different place. Because all the place where we are is a salt water and very deep. There is no water
sources in that place. 2-3 years we struggled, and third year I prayed, Lord, you need to do something. And God put a desire in my heart to do a borewell in my campus. And then we started digging borewell. All the people laughed at me. Oh, government failed 10 places. And every time they got a salt water. What are you doing? What are you going to do with this salt water? And I prayed when we started. After going 100 feet, there's a big rock. The people said, we have to give up now. I said, no, go further up. And they went to another 100 feet. Nothing worked out. Everybody started laughing at us. But I believe the Lord who put a desire in my heart is going to make the things happen. We didn't give up. We went for another 50, 70 feet. And then water has started coming. And you know what? What's the miracle is that all the street and the neighboring streets, all the bore wells and normal wells are salt water. The one and only bore well in our community with the good water is in the Carmel campus. We have a sweet water. And we bless the community with the sweet water. This is what God only can do. When we believe His supernatural power. So dear friends, God is the source of our blessing. Amen? Amen? And secondly, I want to tell you, Jabez prayed because he recognized the ability of God. He recognized the ability of God. See, he asked, Lord, what is his prayer? Second prayer, extend my coast or extend my territory. Okay, you have a house, maybe 2-bedroom flat. And you can apply to the government, I want to extend for 1 more bedroom. So you have something and you can have an extension. And if you don't have a house at all, where is the point asking for extension? Here Jabez has nothing in his hand, no house, he doesn't have no address properly. But he's coming to the Lord's house and asking, Lord, extend my territory as if he already had something. The reason is, he believed the God who he is serving is an able God to create something out of nothing. Amen? Amen? Maybe you may need something to create other things, but my God whom I am serving, he doesn't need anything to create a new thing in your life. He can create something out of nothing. Amen? Yeah, you may see everything is dry here. You may see nothing is flourishing here. You may see no chance of surviving. But still, if you believe the ability of the Lord, God can do wonders with that faith you have in the ability of the Lord. Amen? Amen. The problem with us is that our problems limits our faith. At the same time, we limit God. The two mistakes we do is, God wants the people to have faith, but we are limiting our faith basing on our situations, and also we are limiting God basing on our circumstances. God is not limited by your problem. God is not limited for certain kinds of sicknesses. God is beyond your imagination. God's power is beyond your power. Many times humanly we think the healing is not possible. Humanly, we think the miracle is not possible. But for us, it's impossible. For my Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. Once I went to an hospital to visit a man. And I want to go and pray for him. At the same time, doctor came. And I asked him, doctor, what is the situation? He said, maybe in 1 or 2 hours he will die. Such bad. I felt so sad because he has small children. If he dies, what is the fate of the family? I was too worried. I was stayed there for half an hour. And then after half an hour, I said, I'll call the family. Okay, I'm going home. Let me pray and go. And the person who came with me, he's pulling my shirt. I said, what happened? He said, don't pray. I said, what's that? Why you are telling that? He said, just now doctor said he will die in 1 hour or 2 hours. If you pray, he will die. There's a bad testimony for you. Don't pray. Then I said, okay, it's a good logic. Then I left the hospital, came out of the room, and I'm walking by the main door, and I almost went just to the extreme end of the corner, and the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. What a foolish thing you did. And then I again come back to the hospital, and I started praying over that man. You believe me or not, even today he is living. He is living happily in the home. For God, all things are possible. Doctors may say that you are going to die. Doctors may say that you can't be healed. People may say that you can't be revived and you can't be restored. But my Jesus said, God can make something out of nothing. I can make all the withered branches as a lively branch again. Amen? Amen. Even today, I believe the ability of the Lord that God can bring revival in this place. God can bring restoration in this place. God can revive us from our life, from in our lives, from every corner of our life. Amen. All you need to understand is to accept and recognize the ability of the Lord. Don't limit God. Don't limit your faith because of your circumstances and because of your problems. Our God is bigger than our problem. Amen. Yeah. Finally, I want to say one word and close my word here. Third one is that our God, he recognized the need of his life. First one, Jabez prayed because he believed and recognized God is the source of his blessing. And he recognized the ability of God. And he recognized the need of his life. If I ask somebody else, it will be a silly question. What is the need of your life? What do you say? I need a car. Many. I need many. Many. In economics, I still remember while I was studying in the college, human wants are unlimited. That's what economics says. Human wants are unlimited. Yeah. And if I have a small car, I want to have a bigger car. If I have a house, I want to have a bigger house. If I have money, I need a bigger money. Everything you keep on asking about, I need this, 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 this. You always want something. No doubt about it. Yes, it's real in your case, in my case. Every time we say, I need this, I need this, I need this. If you ask me, I said, oh, I need £5,000 to put a borewell. I need £5,000 to build a church. I need £50 to feed a child. I can keep on saying what I need. But Jabez could also pray that, Lord, give me house, give me field, give me land. He could have asked all these things. But he recognized the need of his life is not the material things. He recognized God is his need. He said, Lord, I need hand of you. What a great prayer it is. He said, Lord, I need your presence. In one word, he said, I need your presence, Lord. If you are with me, all things will be added to me. I need you in my life. A lot of people, we always seek about what God is going to give us, but we never seek the giver of the gifts. Amen? Amen. So if you seek the giver, gifts will automatically come to us. So don't worry about the gifts. Don't worry about the blessing. Don't pray for the blessing. Pray for Jesus to be in your life. Pray that God will be in my life. Lord, I need you, Lord. If this small word, if you could say every day, day to day, hourly hour, you say that, Lord, I need you. All I need in my life is you. If you could say this word, the one thing that you added in your life is God will transform your life to a meaningful life. Amen? Amen. The problem with us is we are living without God and his presence. The important thing, I remember this incident every time and time. Moses killed an Egyptian and he ran away to father-in-law. He's feeding the sheep. He's living on his own by feeding the flock and everything. And then God appeared to Moses and said, go to Egypt and bring back the people. I think he got to a wrong man because he's so scary man and he's so fearful man. He killed one person, he ran away. And now God is asking to go again to Egypt. And Moses is fair enough saying to God, I don't want to go. It's very fair because if you want to address saying that who knows Pharaoh very well, Moses is the person who knows Pharaoh very well. He knows the power of Pharaoh. He knows the riches of Pharaoh. He knows the military of Pharaoh. He knows the chariots of Pharaoh. So nobody who knew about Pharaoh will dare enough to go to fight against Pharaoh.
Because he know how powerful Pharaoh is. Yeah? But finally, God insisted that you need to go. Then, if I am in Moses' shoes, I will ask God, you give me 2 million soldiers. Because Pharaoh has 1 million soldiers, I need 2 million soldiers. Pharaoh has 200 chariots, give me 300 chariots. Pharaoh has this gold, give me this gold. Pharaoh has this many weapons, give me this many weapons, so that I can go and fight the battle. Moses didn't say anything. He said, Lord, I don't want to go, but you said I want to go, I'm going, but only one thing I'm asking is, if you come with me, I will go. He just asked only one thing. He didn't ask weapons, he didn't ask army, he didn't ask chariots, he only asked one thing, Lord, I need your presence with me. If you are with me, no matter how much army Pharaoh has, how many chariots Pharaoh had, how much power he had, only one, your presence is with me, I can win all the battles, whoever that is, it doesn't matter for me. All that we need is the power of God and the presence of God in our life and in our families. My question today is, do we have God in our lives? Do we have God in our families? If you could pray, Lord, all I need is you in my life. And that will bring transformation in our life. So this morning, as we gather as a body of Christ, let us pray this prayer. As Jabez prayed, Lord, you are the source of my blessing. Lord, you are able to transform my life. You are able to heal my sickness. You are able to bless me, Lord, in spite of who I am, what I am. And Lord, all I need is you in my life, Lord. If you could say one word this morning, your life will never be the same again. Amen. Amen? Amen? Shall we all close our eyes and look to the Lord and just ask the Lord, I want you to just open up your voices and begin to worship God and thank the Lord for a God, for an amazing God we have. What a mighty God we serve. What a glorious God we serve. He was beyond our imagination. His power is beyond our imagination. If you could come and say, Lord, I need you, Lord. And there is a God who transforms our life in spite of what kind of situations you're going through. Today, I don't know what kind of situations you're going through. I don't know what kind of physical sicknesses you're going through. I don't know what kind of financial problems you're going through. But my God is able to clear all the things. In the name of Jesus, He's going to clear those things. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 All we need is you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you for a breakthrough. We need you for a revival. Lord, we need you for your blessing, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to your presence this morning with hearts of thanksgiving for allowing us to come to your presence and to worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for reminding who you are. Thank you, Lord, for reminding what you can do for us. Lord, be our source. Lord, help us to believe in your ability. Lord, importantly, all we need is you, Lord. Be with us. Let your presence guide us and strengthen us, Lord. And help us to glorify your name. Lord, I pray for Robin, Lord. I pray complete healing on his body. Lord, I pray a supernatural touch in his life, Lord. Lord, I pray over this church, Lord. Bless this church, Lord. Lord, I pray there is a great harvest to come, Lord. I pray harvest of souls in this place, Lord. Bring revival in this place, O Lord. Nothing is impossible to you, Lord. When Philip was in the wilderness, you made a miracle, Lord. We pray the same miracle will happen in this church. This church will be filled with the people by grace of God. Let your grace be here in this place. I pray for everyone who is in this place, Lord. Bless them with healing, strength, and joy of the Lord. We ask this prayer in and to the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, and everybody say, Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Pastor Robin and Janet, for allowing me to come to your church and sharing my heart and God's word. Please continue to pray for Carmel Ministries, and please pray that our work will be
grow in the name of the Lord for the extension of the kingdom. God bless you and thank you so much.